United States.
Eric Adams. His Honor and Dishonor. New York City's mayor is indicted.
When Eric Adams, New York City's mayor, was 15, he was arrested and beaten by a police officer. He went on to become a police officer himself, rising to captain before entering politics. He used that powerful anecdote from his youth to launch his mayoral campaign in 2020. His story resonated with New Yorkers. Nearly 4 years later, the mayor's time at City Hall looks precarious. On September 25th, the New York Times revealed that Mr. Adams faces federal criminal charges in an indictment and he may be arrested again. It seems likely that the still-sealed indictment will entail charges related to the many investigations that have been swirling around City Hall and Mr. Adams's inner circle. Many of his closest advisers, among them two deputy mayors, have had their mobile phones seized by federal investigators. Some had their homes raided. Mr. Adams's own phone was seized in November. His police and health commissioners, schools chancellor and legal adviser have all stepped down in recent days. Some speculate that Mr. Adams could be charged with acting as an unregistered foreign agent after receiving donations from foreign sources, maybe including Turkey. The FBI is also said to be looking into whether Mr. Adams pressed the fire department to fast-track the opening of the new Turkish consulate, despite some unresolved safety issues. Mr. Adams said any charges made against him are entirely false and based on lies, insisting he was being targeted because he had stood my ground for New Yorkers. Many politicians, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a congresswoman representing the Bronx, and some rivals in next year's mayoral race, have called on him to resign. "This is a sad day for New Yorkers," said Brad Lander, the city controller who wants to be mayor. "Trust in public institutions, especially City Hall, is essential." Mr. Adams may not have much choice. It's within the power of New York's governor, Kathy Hochul, to remove him from office. Ms. Hochul may worry about his ability to do the job under such a dark cloud. She also may feel pressure to act from Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, if the scandal becomes distracting. Ms. Hochul drew the wrath of Democratic leaders when Democrats lost crucial seats in New York in the 2022 midterm elections. New York's governors have used this removal power sparingly and never directed it at a mayor of New York City. Franklin Roosevelt came close in 1932. He began the process to remove Jimmy Walker, who was embroiled in a bribery scandal. Walker resigned before he was ejected. If Mr. Adams is removed, or resigns, Jumaane Williams, the city's public advocate, an elected watchdog, becomes mayor automatically. He could then set a date for a special election. The scandal is sadly familiar for New Yorkers. It took decades to throw off the lingering power of Tammany Hall, once the Democratic Party's corrupt machine in the city. As well as Walker, Bill O'Dwyer, a former cop, resigned as mayor in 1950 amid police corruption allegations. More recently, state lawmakers, including an assembly speaker and a state senate president, have spent time in prison for corruption. Prosecutors looked at whether Bill de Blasio's campaign tried to dodge contribution limits. Rudy Giuliani, then a tenacious federal prosecutor who would later become mayor himself, investigated Ed Koch's allies for corruption in the 1980s. Though Koch was not suspected of wrongdoing himself, his reputation took a hit. Talking to a local news channel on September 25th, Mr. Adams said that government meant constant change. Change may be coming his way soon.